Listening, Unit 10, page 68, B.
You will hear a TV broadcast with a teenager. For questions 1 to 10, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Faces of the Future, the show that gives young people a chance to show off their talents. Now, my first guest is a very talented young lady who attends a school with a difference. Her name is Hara Galienti, and she's a student at one of Greece's 42 music high schools. Hara, tell us a bit about your school.
Well, the school I go to was only opened a few years ago, in 2009 in fact. That's 21 years after the first music high school was opened in 1988 in Pallini, just outside Athens. I was one of the first students to enrol at my school. I remember that in the first year, there were only 19 students. It was a bit strange, having so few classmates at first, but now there are over 70 who attend.
So, the school's becoming popular with more people then. Tell us, Hara, how does your school differ from ordinary high schools? Do you have ordinary lessons?
Of course. We do general lessons like maths, language, physics, history, etc. And like all other schools, we get assignments for them. But we also have lots of music lessons. In music, we study music theory as well as playing instruments.
What instruments can students learn to master?
Well, we all have to learn piano or brush up on our piano skills, as it gives us the basis we need. We also play an instrument of our choosing.
And which instrument do you play?
I play several instruments, but the violin is definitely my favourite. I picked it up quite quickly, and I love it because it's so versatile, as it can be used in almost any kind of music, from classical to folk, and even pop. When I sit my exams in June, it'll be the violin that I'll get tested on. I'm a bit nervous, but my mum thinks I'll breeze through the exams.
I'm sure it must be very exciting going to such a school, but do you ever feel a bit cut off from other kids your age who go to ordinary high schools?
I don't think about that really. I've got so many friends at my school and at other music schools. I attended the 7th conference for the Pan-Hellenic Association of Music and Arts Schools, which was held in Agrino in March. That was a fantastic opportunity to meet students just like me from all over the country. We keep in touch and send each other video clips we make. So I guess rather than feeling cut off, I feel part of a very special group of people.
You're also a member of a band, isn't that right?
Yes, we got together in the second year at high school. There were 5 of us at first, but Anita, the newest member, joined a year later when she started at school. The music that we play is influenced by soul and R&B music. We write our own stuff, though, and we decided early on that our songs would be in English. Whenever we write a new song, we ask for support with the lyrics from our English teacher.
Do you rehearse at school?
Not very often. We're kept very busy with lessons. Sometimes we get together in the break, especially if we've got a performance coming up, but mainly we rehearse after school at someone's house.
Speaking of performances, you've got a big one coming up, haven't you?
That's right. We'll be playing at the School Wave Graduation Festival that's run every year and features high school bands, as well as some famous special guests. It's the first time we've been asked to play at such a big event, so we're all a bit nervous, especially as it's straight after our final exams and there won't be much time for rehearsals.
For those of you who can't wait for School Wave, here's a sneak preview of Hara and her band, The Red Lotus.